When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to The Daily Lowdown, your fix of everything in the world of celebrity, music, and entertainment news. Spice Girls fans collectively lost their minds over the weekend when all five band members reunited at Victoria Beckham's extravagant 50th birthday bash in London. Proud husband David Beckham filmed Posh, Scary, Sporty, Baby, and Ginger singing along to their 1997 hit Stop, all whilst doing the iconic choreography from the music video. Victoria responded in the comments writing, "Best night ever, happy birthday to me, I love you all so much, hashtag spice up your life." Other famous faces in attendance were Eva Longoria, Tom Cruise, Guy Ritchie, Jason Statham, and Gordon and Tana Ramsey, as well as the couple's four children, Brooklyn, Romeo, Cruz, and Harper. Swifties have flocked to the Black Dog pub in Vauxhall, South London, following the release of her latest double album, The Tortured Poets Department. In her song, The Black Dog, the lyrics allude to her relationship with ex-boyfriend Joe Alwyn, who lives in the area, and say, "And your location, you forgot to turn it off, and so I watch as you walk into some bar called The Black Dog and pierce new holes in my heart." But the pub itself is taking it all in its stride, with the team revealing that they're running a deal for anyone who comes in and quotes a lyric from Taylor's song, with the first 100 people through the door receiving a free Swift half of Black Dog Lager.
"And so I watch as you walk into some bar called The Black Dog and pierce new holes in my heart. You forgot to turn it off."
Kid Cudi's Coachella set ended painfully on Sunday when he jumped off the stage to get closer to his fans but broke his foot in the process. Despite being carried out of the Sahara tent, the rapper stayed positive and thanked fans for their support on X. "Hey guys, so I broke my foot today at the show. Just leaving the hospital. Never broken a bone before, so this is all a bit crazy. I want to thank you all for your concerns and well wishes. I love y'all, man. I heard y'all still raging when I was off stage. Made me smile big," he wrote. Bridgerton actress Nicola Coughlan has shared a surprising insight into her relationship with co-star Luke Newton. The two are about to take center stage as Penelope and Colin in the third season of the Netflix series, and Nicola had something to say about their real-life chemistry at a premiere event in Australia.
"We've known each other now 5 years, and people were like, what did you do to build the chemistry? I'm like, well, we just stopped repressing it, and then it was fine, we didn't have to do anything."
And finally, some of the biggest names in music are being inducted into the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Cher, Mary J. Blige, Ozzy Osbourne, Dave Matthews Band, and A Tribe Called Quest all made the cut this year. This is particularly momentous for Cher, who once described her snub by the Hall as kind of rude and has had to wait until 60 years after her first releases with Sonny and Cher to be included. And if you're after more royal content, make sure you check out our other audio series, A Right Royal Podcast. The latest episode is all about the new Netflix movie Scoop, which tells the story of the journalists of BBC Newsnight securing the now infamous Prince Andrew interview. Our hosts, Emily, Andrea, and Emmy, are joined by former Newsnight producer Sam McAllister, who's played in the movie by Billy Piper, who reveals all about what it was like being in the room while the interview was being filmed and just how she managed to secure the interview.
"There's so much going on inside you, and you're just trying to keep what I call a resting producer face, where you show zero emotion or anything that's going to kind of like cause a difficulty in the room."
Search A Right Royal Podcast wherever you get your podcasts to listen now. And that's your daily lowdown from Hello. Check out our social media channels and hellomagazine.com for more news and updates from your favourite celebrities.